County, that's near Waco. Then they moved to Ford County, as far as I know. Then they moved to Lubbock County, same time we did. And that's how I got acquainted with them.
Oh, I see.
And they married up there in the courthouse when I was tore down. Then over here at High Hill, we remarried in the Catholic Church about 3 months later.
That's funny that you should meet in Lubbock and you're both from here, really.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, sure, those things happen.
Yeah. Where all did she go to school?
I can't answer that.
Do you know how many grades she went to?
No. We never have water to talk about that.
Did she ever work outside the home? Or?
Yeah, she has. She told me before we met, she worked 1 year in one of the Lubbock hospitals.
Oh, really?
That's what she said. I don't know it.
Huh.
And then over here, during the time I worked in Houston, she took care of a little boy, I call that babysitter. Then she worked in the old folks' home here for a while. Then she fell and broke her hip, and that was the end of her working.
Ooh.
That's about 15 years ago.
Yeah. Where are her parents from?
Well, I'll say from Germany, but I couldn't tell you any towns or nothing.
Okay.
Her mother is from Czechoslovakia, and her dad is from Germany. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Her mother was really born on the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, really? Coming over?
And their main home wasn't near Taylor, Texas.
I see.
That's where her mother's parents are buried. And her daddy's parents are buried here at Round Top. I made a tombstone for Grandpa.
Oh, really?
Concrete with a bit of dates on it.
Let me see. Did you live in the same house the whole time you lived in Weimar?
No. Born in one house, lived in another house, and then lived in the third house, which I called home, which is still standing.
Oh, really?
The other two houses are gone. But I've got a correct picture of the house I was born in.
Huh.
I know how I think I have.
Uh-huh.
I did have, I know.
Which house do you remember the best? That one that you call home? Is that...
Wait a minute, say that again.
Which house do you remember the best?
Oh, the one I call home.
Yeah.
The other two. Well, the one I was born in, I took a picture of it myself about 1920.
Uh-huh.
And but the second place, I can recall it, but barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. Do you think that you could draw for me a floor plan of the house that you remember? Like on the back of this? You know, tell me where the rooms were. Here.
just don't know where
they
can or not. Let's put this away.
Somewhere. Okay, you take that and I'll take this.
Let's just see.
Just kind of show me where the rooms were, you know, in relation to each other and so on.
Let's see here. It's in the dining room with the stairway going upstairs.
Oh, there's more than one story, huh?
And it's a front. Then there was two rooms over here. Oh, yeah. Dining room.
Thank you.
Living room. Bedroom. And some under the kitchen here.
Mm-hmm.
And a little porch. That's all I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big front porch.
Mm-hmm. It had posts in it.
You what?
It had.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I can't draw the house itself anymore, but it had gables here, and how this back part looked, I just don't remember no more.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I
would have to go there and see.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have lots of brothers and sisters?
We were six boys and one girl. I am the oldest one, and the youngest one, we two live here, and the four brothers live in Houston, and my sister lives in Houston.
I see. Well, were all the boys in one bedroom?
I don't know. I know one thing we had. Ever had to work trundle bed?
Yeah.
Trundle bed?
Yeah.
We had a trundle bed.
Uh-huh. You didn't have to sleep in the trundle bed, though,
yes,
brother.
Yes, I slept.
You did? You trundle bed? What kind of heat did you have in this house?
Heat, you mean?
Yeah.
Wood stove?